Hello everyone. You're very welcome along on this latest audio walk from open country with me, Tom. You join me today on a very atmospheric, chilly autumnal day. Although there are some breaks in the cloud above me, it's very hazy and misty here in the valley in Saltaire. Just over Roberts Park and the Leeds-Liverpool Canal and the River Aire stands proudly Salt's Mill, with its chimney towering into the misty air. And in front of me stands Shipley Glen, a wooded hillside with lots of spooky stories to tell and some hidden ghosts along the way. So join me, if you think you're brave enough, as we go and discover the ghosts of Shipley Glen. Our walk has started by climbing quite sharply alongside the Shipley Glen Tramway. The tramway has been in existence since the early 19th century and is still in operation today at weekends and on bank holidays. It's a funicular-style railway that takes passengers up through the wood to the top of the glen in these two open-sided, brightly coloured cars. It's all led by a series of pulleys and gravity which take the cars in opposite directions, passing each other in the middle. I remember many a happy time in my childhood coming to ride on the tramway and discover the treats that were at the top, which we'll discover as we climb further and further up towards the ridge of the glen itself. Whew. I'm going to pause here and get my breath back. But we've made it to the top of the Shipley Glen Tramway. Now, believe it or not, back in the Victorian times, Shipley Glen was akin to Blackpool Pleasure Beach. There were a series of rides and attractions up here that delighted the tourists of the time. They'd come up on the tramway from Saltaire and enjoy the various attractions before going back down and catching the train home. Although many of the attractions are now long, long gone, I still remember when I was growing up coming up to the tramway top and turning to my left and being met with a fairground. I remember a ride in particular that captured my imagination, which, looking back now, was probably just a tiny little roundabout. But it was called the Rocket Ride, and there were these little rocket-shaped cars that went round in circles, but at the front of each car there was a little lever that, if you pulled it, your little rocket would go up into the air as it went round. And me having a love of driving things, or at least wanting to drive things from an early age, this thrilled me so much that the joyous memories still stick with me to this day. Sadly, in 2005, the last of the fairground rides at Shipley Glen closed, and now all we have is the memories, because standing on our left-hand side now is another housing estate. Anyway, I'll revel in my nostalgia a little bit longer, and then we're going to walk onto the ridge of Shipley Glen itself, towards the Glen House pub, which, believe it or not, is said to be one of the most haunted pubs in the country. Brace yourself, this might get a bit spooky. Here we are at the old Glen House pub. Now, it's not always been a pub. Back before the Victorians made this into a tourist attraction, it was just a humble farmstead. But of course, as the tourists started flocking in, the farm owners saw their opportunity to make a bit of extra money and turned it into the pub and restaurant and cafe that it once was, and, as I say, it remains a pub to this day. Now, because it is quite an old building, there are a lot of spooky stories surrounding it. It's said to be haunted by a gentleman called Malcolm, who was one of the original publicans here. Staff have said that when they've been in the cellar after closing time, they've heard footsteps from the bar above, knowing all too well that there isn't anybody else in the building. The landlady has also described a presence in the pub and almost felt somebody brush past her, again, knowing all too well that there's nobody else around. I don't know about you, but I think I'll visit during the daytime and leave it to the people who own it to wander around after dark. We're now walking along the ridge of Shipley Glen itself, in between little rocky outcrops and lovely old oak trees. In fact, in the tree in front of me, there's a little nuthatch which just keeps hopping from branch to branch. I think they're beautiful little sleek birds, or nuthatches, with light grey backs and peachy fronts and quite a stout stance. They're also known as the bandit of the bird world because they've got a black band that sits across their eyes, just like the cartoon burglars of old. Just underneath the tree, sitting at the bottom of one of the smaller rocks, glowing iridescent red in the beautiful autumn sunshine that's now starting to bathe Shipley Glen, is a fly agaric mushroom. They're absolutely stunning to look at, with the bright red cap spotted with little white specks, but they're extremely poisonous, so we can revel in its visual beauty, but we won't be tasting it anytime soon. I'm now going to continue on along this path which is tempting me through the trees and the rocks towards the other end of Shipley Glen, where I'm sure we'll uncover more treasures along the way. As we make our way further along the woodland path, I've just stumbled across a stone at my feet with a perfectly square carved hole in it. Now, I know that's not going to be weathered. It looks very much human-made. I believe that this was one of the stanchion points for another one of the attractions here on the glen called the Aerial Glide, which I suppose was a little bit like a souped-up zip wire, where you would climb up onto a platform and then join a cable where you would swing across back towards the old glen house. There's quite a few reasonably established trees around now, so it's very hard to believe that this was here, but there are photographs out there if you want to go and search for them. We're now making our way down off the main ridge of Shipley Glen towards the wooded valley below. On our right-hand side, there's the remains of an old millstone grit quarry. Today, it's home to mountain and BMX bikers that have shaped jumps out of the old rock. But it was once a thriving industry, providing millstone grit for the building of houses in the local towns and villages. Over to our left, there's a lovely little stream babbling down the valley, and twinned with the trees around us that are dancing with bird life. It really is a beautiful sight and sound to behold. It's amazing how the atmosphere of a place can change so fast, from the open moorland of Shipley Glen to this beautiful wooded glade. We've wandered down through the autumnal looking woods, and we're now finding ourselves at the bottom of Shipley Glen, and this beautiful little body of water known as Craghall Dam, which was once one of the mill ponds for Salt's Mill down in the valley below. Today, it is just a natural paradise, surrounded with silver birch and sycamore trees and lined with little reeds popping out of the water. And because it's a beautiful still day today, they're being reflected in the mirror that is the water. There's also an old silver birch tree that has come down and made a hole in the wrought iron fence that surrounds the pond. And again, that with its beautiful silvery bark is glinting away on the surface of the water. And just a little bit further on in front of me, you may be held to hear the rushing water as it glides over the sluice gate towards the stream, taking it towards the mill. I always find it fascinating in places like this that are now being taken over by nature. The industry that this pond once fed. Of course, without that natural resource of the water, the mill wouldn't have been able to exist in the first place. We've come a little bit further on from the mill pond, and we're now standing in this beautiful little clearing in the heart of the woods. I'm surrounded by oak and beech trees, and through the clearing I have a fantastic view up towards the rocks at the top of Shipley Glen where we were walking earlier. It's a haven for climbers. I've seen quite a few of them with the mats on their back looking for the perfect spot to conquer the rocks. It's strange how there is this clearing that runs right down towards the mill pond from the rocks above, but there's a good reason for that, and the reason is that it's the site of another one of these many attractions that we're discovering here at Shipley Glen. This one was actually a toboggan ride, and it ran very much similarly to the tramway itself, but this one moved a lot faster on a pulley system. Unfortunately, it didn't last very long because there was a disaster where one of the cables from the toboggan ride snapped, killing three people. Shortly after, the ride was decommissioned and the trees left to grow, as they have done to quite a grand scale today. It is said that if you come to this wood on a quiet, calm night, you can often hear screams in the trees echoing through the wood. To be honest, I'm glad I'm walking here during the day, because that sounds absolutely terrifying. We've now left the woods, only briefly. We are going to rejoin them in a moment, down a very old-looking track, flanked at either side by intricate dry stone walls, and up the middle there's a series of cobbles. It looks like this was quite an important road at one time, and the reason for that importance we're going to find out very soon as we head towards Milner Fields and a spooky decaying mansion. We're back in the woods now. We've just passed an old lodge house and entered into quite a grand estate. Although, looking at it today, there's not really much here to tell you that you're approaching an impressive mansion house. Although we are walking down the main track that would have taken us to this grand abode. feeling the breeze rustling through the trees and watching the track wind through the wood, it's already starting to feel very eerie indeed. I'm looking forward to finding out what I see at the other end of this track. We have arrived at Milner Fields Mansion. Unlike the rest of the rides and attractions on Shipley Glen, that apart from a few little holes in the ground, there's no record of anymore, there is definitely a record of this magnificent old house. It might just be a pile of rubble now, but what a pile of rubble. I'm currently standing in what would have been the old conservatory at the side of the house, and around the edges you can make out the mosaic tiles that would have flanked the side of this grand glass-clad building with views out across the Aire Valley through the trees to the left. And as I look behind me, there are various different intriguing little bits of the house left, from old lumps of stone that have been carved into intricate shapes to old doorways and tiles still left on the walls. It really is an amazing time capsule. The house was owned by the Salt family and was the residence of Titus Salt as he presided over his grand mill and salt air village a bit further downstream of the River Aire. Despite this grand abode, the Salt family went through quite a series of tragedies. A lot of the family died quite young, and it seemed that the people that lived in this house seemed to go through quite traumatic times, illnesses and various other things. And that led to a local rumour that the land that this house was built upon was cursed. It certainly does feel very spooky to this day, with trees now growing out of the ruins of the house and the roots creeping across the floor. It does leave you feeling a little bit chilled. The story goes that the Salt family put the estate up for sale, but because of the curse, nobody wanted to buy it. So hence today, it just sits in ruin, which is quite unfortunate given the grandeur that would have once stood around us here. But at the same time, it gives us some wonderful stories to tell. It's also said that one of the trees around here was used by a local boy after the house had been demolished to hang himself very macabrely. It's also said that, again, if you come here after dark, you can sometimes be taunted by him running around you, rustling through the leaves in the darkness. I've made my way round to the other side of the house and found this wonderful old fireplace still standing proudly with the tiles inside. Although now, instead of a flue leading up to a chimney, there's a little beech tree growing out the top of it with its roots sticking out underneath the lintel across the top of the fireplace. It really is a surreal place, but absolutely wonderful to explore. We're returning now to Salt Air along Higher Coach Road, which would have once been the road that took people up to the Grand Mansion from the village of Salt Air itself. As the noises of everyday life and traffic sounds re-enter my ears, it almost feels like what we've just experienced has been a little bit of a dream, but I suppose this grand road leading up to the gates that are now derelict and decaying is homage to a history that has been forgotten by many, but still little bits of it remain for us to discover today. This really has been a fantastic walk. I really admire places like this where social and natural history combine to ground us and bind us with our surroundings, really. It was about 10 years ago I was walking along this track and saw my first ever wild parakeet. And it was the first time I'd seen them outside London, and it was quite rare to see them around these parts, as it still is. But as we were walking along the glen earlier on, I did see another one. Unfortunately, I didn't get my phone out quick enough to record it for the audio walk. I doubt it was the same one, but it goes to show that nature always moves on and finds its place, whereas social history often confines itself to an intriguing yet forgotten past. It is just wonderful to come out on walks like this where you can connect with it on both sides and on all different levels. As spooky as some of the parts of this audio walk have been today, I think the one thing that I will take home from it will be that connection to the past that lives within all of us. I do hope I haven't scared you too much. Please don't have nightmares tonight. I do look forward to welcoming you back on another audio walk in the not too distant future. Thank you very much for listening, and please do sleep well.